Yeah, I mean, like, it is tough when someone's getting advice what they think is, you know, supposed to be a Christian, you know, worldview, but really there's some distinct, you know, differences. I mean, like, some of them actually teach things like, you know, Jesus was just a man.
Yeah.
Some of them teach, you know, he's inferior to God. He's a God, but he's not the almighty God. And, you know, they also teach things like, well, you know, the 144,000.
Yeah.
That number is already filled. Well, there's a huge amount of problems just in those things alone. I mean, like, if we're only supposed to be praying to one God, then if you're praying to God the Father, which is one God, then you're praying to Jesus, who's supposed to be a lesser God. You're praying to two different gods.
Yeah.
So that's an issue already. And then the 144,000, well, if that number is already filled, then what's the point? You know, I mean, like,
you can
it's
just
too late for the rest of us.
You can just see so much, like, confusion coming from this situation, you know?
Yeah. And then, you know, the other issue is some of these so-called Christian beliefs actually have a Bible that translates things differently than how we have in our Bible, you know, that causes some of this confusion. So, you know, it makes a huge difference. So this is why we got to make sure that, especially in a split house situation, that, you know, what's going on, what's going to be taught to our kids, you know, we compare it to what actually is being taught in scripture. And, you know, we just kind of, we have those conversations and say, okay, you know, this is what I believe, you know, based on the Bible. Let's have a discussion about this and see what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And at the same time, I think too, when we originally took the question, it sounded like there's a lot of fear, right? Because you can only imagine, like, I have personally been in a situation exactly like that, not with the same, like, you know, I'm just not getting a divorce or anything like that.
Right.
But at the same time where people were using the name of God and then manipulating and twisting things to fit their own will and to kind of make things even more confusing for this person that's caught in the middle. And it's hard, right?
It is.
But at the same time, it's like, you know what? I really had to learn that, you know, even though I can't be there, you know, protecting people or saying, actually, no, that's not what the Bible says or whatever. Like, this person can't be there protecting his kids or, you know, his ex-wife or wife or whatever it might be. At the same time, he still partners with the Holy Spirit as a Christian, and the Holy Spirit is omnipresent as well. So can be there as well, you know?
Yep. And, you know, the biggest thing that you can do, pray. Pray for your ex and pray for your kids that they will see the truth of Scripture, that they won't believe lies.